Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL, Fall 2014 Newsletter. Reading is for everyone. The results are in. Thank you to our readers who responded to our Macomb LBPH survey in the summer issue of our newsletter. We have tabulated the results and wanted to share with you some of the feedback. Overall, our patrons genuinely satisfied with Macomb LBPH service. Most patrons responded that they generally call us for ordering books or other materials. Although a majority of the respondents said they knew about Bard, the Braille and audio reading download website, a significant number of patrons said they were not sure what Bard was or had ever heard of it. For those that use Bard, the survey shows patrons rated their experiences excellent with this download service. For those that have never used Bard, the survey shows these patrons typically do not have access to either the internet or a computer, or just prefer to receive books by mail. Although a majority of patrons said they knew we offered computer training, there were some patrons who did not know about our classes. Of the patrons who actually came in for training, the majority rated it as a good to excellent experience. The survey also shows that many people have never visited our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. Our website features upcoming programs, links to various resources, as well as current and back issues of our newsletters in both print and audio format. If you have further questions regarding the survey, please call our library at 586-286-1580. Hours. The hours for our library are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Sunday, September through May only, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Bard. As noted in the article, the results are in. There are many patrons who do not know what Bard is. Bard stands for Braille and Audio Reading Download. This is a website created by the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped that allows our patrons to download audiobooks or Braille books at home. Patrons download the audiobooks to their home computer and then transfer the resulting file to a thumb drive or a flash drive that they can insert into their digital talking book player to hear the book. For Braille files, patrons can download Braille books and have them displayed on their Braille display devices. If you have further questions about Bard, please give us a call at 586-286-1580. Bard users, new magazine subscription option. If you use Bard to download your audio materials, there is a new feature present on the magazine section that gives you an opportunity to subscribe to downloadable magazines. By selecting the Subscribe To button at the top of a specific magazine summary page, issues of that magazine will automatically be added to your wish list as they become available. To unsubscribe, simply select the Unsubscribe To button at the top of the same summary page of the magazine you subscribe to. Bard users may opt to receive an email when new issues of magazines are available. Select the email notification options link from the subscription confirmation page. Then choose Yes from the drop-down menu labeled Alert Me by Email when new issues of subscribed magazines are available. If you have questions or would like more information, please call the library at 586-286-1580. Assistive technology demonstrations. Patrons who would like to have a personalized hands-on demonstration of devices to aid people with vision issues can call the library to set up an appointment for Tuesday, September 9th. Sharon Latotsky will show you how these products work so you can determine what might be right for you. This is strictly for demonstration purposes. No items are for sale at the library. Call us at 586-286-1580 to set up an appointment. NLS Conference Notes. The National Library Service 2014 conference was held this year in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Libraries for the blind from around the country gathered for 4.5 days of meetings to share ideas and learn about new initiatives through the National Library Service for the Blind. Karen Kenninger, Director of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, stressed that the goal of NLS is to make sure that, quote, every patron has access to our collections. As part of this initiative, NLS has contracted with commercial publishers to add more audiobooks to the service in a fast and inexpensive manner. Karen commented that the goal is to raise materials to the highest possible quality levels and to make them available to our patrons. They want more, and they want it faster. A featured speaker at the conference was Jim Stovall, a popular author who lost his vision at the age of 29. The author commented that, quote, I thought I would never leave my room. Then NLS sent me Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Louis L'Amour, and they convinced me that I could do something else. That something else was a book called The Ultimate Gift, which was also made into a movie. Since then, Jim has written more than 25 books and founded the Narrative Television Studio. His company produces descriptive narration for TV shows. Director Karen Kenninger also spoke to the issue of promoting the use of Braille. Many documents are being digitized for computer use, and as a consequence, the price of paper is rising. Therefore, NLS will be looking toward providing more Braille books on their BARD, Braille and Audio Reading Download, website. NLS will also be working on updating their promotional campaign to increase awareness of the service. Much thought will be put into how to reach people who could benefit from audio and Braille books. Another way to increase awareness is through partnerships with organizations that reach out to people who may qualify for our service. A great resource, of course, is our own patrons. If you know of someone who might like our library service, let them know to give us a call at 586-286-1580. Reader recommendations. Patron Lori Murphy recommends Take Me There by Kara Lee Dean. Bad Boy Dylan wants to make a clean start and be with beautiful Jess, but his reading difficulties and a family secret threaten his dreams. Then a deadly mistake has him on the run. Some violence, some strong language, and some descriptions of sex. Lori says this is a riveting book that held her attention throughout. DB72775, Take Me There by Kara Lee Dean. Patrons Joe DiBella and James Benskin recommend Recessional by James Michener. After personal and career setbacks, physician Andy Zorn is hired to revitalize the Palms, a lagging retirement community in Tampa. Residents and staff of the Palms all have stories to tell, and some have major challenges to confront. Both patrons agreed this was an excellent book that depicts the reality of the elderly living together in a common facility, along with different characters. DB42695, Recessional by James Michener. Russell Allgaier suggests the book One Summer by David Baldacci. As former Army Ranger Jack lays dying, his wife Lizzie is killed in a car accident, and his three children are sent to various relatives. But Jack miraculously recovers, collects his kids, and moves to Lizzie's childhood home on the South Carolina coast. Russ says this is a good book, especially if you have just lost a loved one. He found it very therapeutic. DB73451, One Summer by David Baldacci.
Helen Conlon recommends Last of the Breed by Louis L'Amour. A test pilot for experimental aircraft, U.S. Air Force Major Joseph Joe Mack Makatozzi, part Sioux, part Cheyenne, is forced down over the Bering Sea by Russians. He must seek safety in the uncharted wilds of Siberia, pursued by Russian intelligence officer Colonel Zamatev and by a Yakut tracker. Bestseller, 1986. Helen says this book is a good page-turner, a real thriller. DB23910, Last of the Breed by Louis L'Amour. Rita Taylor suggests The American Cafe by Sarah S. Hoklatube, Liberty, Oklahoma. Part Cherokee Sadie Walela is about to open a cafe when an elderly lady threatens her with a shotgun. Sadie learns the restaurant's previous owner has been murdered and joins local cop Cherokee Lance Smith in the investigation. Some violence. Rita mentions this book has everything in it, a mystery with many twists and turns. The author is a Cherokee tribal citizen who grew up in northeastern Oklahoma. DB73914, The American Cafe by Sarah S. Hoklatube. Rita also recommends Seven Men and the Secret of Their Greatness by Eric Metaxas. Examine seven men who surrendered to a higher purpose that helped them through their struggles and challenges. George Washington, William Wilberforce, Eric Liddell, Jackie Robinson, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, John Paul II, and Chuck Colson. Rita found this book to contain really great stories. It is a book she has listened to repeatedly and learned something more each time. DB76907, Seven Men and the Secret of Their Greatness by Eric Metaxas. Phyllis Gramza recommends these two titles that she said are very interesting reads. The Big Burn, Teddy Roosevelt and the Fire That Saved America by Timothy Egan. Depicts the 1910 forest fire that devastated swaths of Idaho, Washington, and Montana, and portrays the people who battled the flames. Highlights President Theodore Roosevelt's and the fledgling U.S. Forest Service's stance against mining and timber interests, which led to efforts to conserve the country's national resources. Some Strong Language, commercial audiobook. DB69976, The Big Burn by Timothy Egan. River of Doubt, Theodore Roosevelt's Darkest Journey by Candace Millard. Former writer with National Geographic recounts the adventurous travels of Theodore Roosevelt and his son Kermit through South America in 1913 to 1914. Relates the expedition's threats from cannibals, flesh-eating bacteria, wildlife, and rapids. Journey was first described by Roosevelt in Through the Brazilian Wilderness, RC 53848. River of Doubt by Candace Millard, DB60664. Computer and iPhone iPad classes resume. Our computer tutor Sharon will be teaching one-on-one classes this fall for patrons interested in learning how to use the computer with ZoomTech software or JAWS software on Windows 7 computers. ZoomText allows users to enlarge the text on the computer, whereas JAWS reads what is on the computer screen to users. Even if you are a computer beginner or relatively familiar with computers, but have never used adaptive software, this may be the class for you. Also, iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch users may not even realize that there is voice over technology present on those devices to assist in accessing the apps. Sharon will be able to show you how to use VoiceOver to get the most out of your Apple product. If you would like to attend a one-on-one class but are unable to find transportation to the library, certain classes are also available by phone. Please call us for more information or to register for October classes, 586-286-1580. Clinton Macomb Public Library Programs. CMPL hosts programs for adults throughout the year. Join us for a program. Chapter 1, Wednesday, September 24th at 7 p.m., Main Library. We'll give you the inside scoop on books, new and not so new, that you might enjoy. Titles will include recommendations from all genres of fiction and possibly some nonfiction. Not all suggested books are available through NLS at this time. Call 586-226-5050 to register. The Loss of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Tuesday, October 28th at 6:30 p.m., Main Library. The freighter Edmund Fitzgerald was the largest to sail the Great Lakes when it launched in 1958. Her loss in November 1975 captured the attention of people all over the world. This program will discuss its career on the lakes and the mystery of its loss. Call 586-226-5040 to register. Music at Maine. Join us for a free hour of music open to all ages. No registration is required. Tuesday, September 9th at 7:15 p.m., the Tracy Cash Band. This jazz quintet of Detroit-based musicians will play variations on classic and original jazz tunes. This concert will be played as part of the Friends of the Library annual meeting and will start at 7:15 p.m. Light refreshments will also be served. You need not be a member of the Friends of the Library to attend. Sunday, November 9th at 2 p.m., Swinging Chopin. The program will feature the classical melodies of Frederic Chopin performed in American jazz and Latin American styles. The well-known Makurza, for example, is arranged in an American swing, fantasy impromptu, becomes a sultry Brazilian samba, and the ever-popular C-sharp waltz as a funky blues. Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m., Michigan Caroling Company. This four-piece vocal group will perform a variety of holiday tunes in blended harmony. Their tight vocals will get you into the holiday spirit. Macomb LBPH Holiday Closures. The Clinton Macomb Public Library and LBPH are closed on the following dates for holidays: Saturday, August 30th through Monday, September 1st, Monday, October 13th, Wednesday, November 26th, close at 6 p.m., Thursday, November 27th, Wednesday, December 24th, Thursday, December 25th, Wednesday, December 31st, Thursday, January 1st. A word from the Macomb County Health Department. Are you prepared for a natural disaster or public health emergency? September is National Preparedness Month. Whether it's a house fire or water contamination or power outages, here are five things to do to get prepared for any emergency. Number one, check your smoke detectors and their batteries. Number two, stock at least 3 gallons of water per person in your home. Number three, start an emergency kit with non-perishable food items. Number four, make a communications plan with your family. Who would call whom in an emergency? Number five, get a NOAA emergency alert radio. More information in Braille and large print is available at the library, or you can visit www.ready.gov. Join Macomb Blind Bowling League. For over 40 years, the Macomb Blind Bowling League has offered fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. Bowling begins on September 3rd, but you can join at any time. The cost is $10 per week. Besides bowling, there are 50-50 raffles, mystery jackpots, a Christmas banquet, and an end-of-season banquet. The league is sponsored by 8 different Lions clubs. Sighted persons are also invited to join in the fun of bowling and to help with scorekeeping and pin placement. To join and to get information on transportation to Fraser Lanes, please call Nathan at 586-296-2675. Winter and Summer Reading Winners. Congratulations to Florence and Dorothy for being our winners in the winter reading program. Because our last newsletter went to print prior to their names being drawn, we did not get a chance to congratulate our winter winners. Congratulations to Zena for winning the grand prize for the 2014 summer reading program. Be sure to participate in future programs. You too could be a winner. New book discussion group by phone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has added a new program. We now offer a monthly book discussion that you can participate in by phone. This is a great way to get involved in a lively book discussion with other LBPH patrons without even leaving your home. It is easy to join. Just call us at the library, 586-286-1580, or toll free 1-855-203-5274, and we will give you the details. In the upcoming months, we will be exploring some of the following titles: Major Pettigrew's Last Stand, Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, Water for Elephants, Ghost Riders. Try it out and read a book you might not otherwise think of reading. Contact us online, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. Phone, 586-286-1580. Toll free, 855-203-5274. Email, mlbph@cmpl.org. Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. This concludes the Fall 2014 Reading is for Everyone MLBPH newsletter. Please remember to return your digital cartridge to us so that we may reuse it in the future. Thank you.